give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday.
It's the Monica J Show on this Monday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today for whatever you can give me. I appreciate it. Because if you can take anything away from this show and share it with friends, then I know I've accomplished what he set me out to do. 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question. And just as a little reminder, Friday's poll question, do you plan on watching any of the second special session online? 49% said, hell no. But at least 51% said yes. Because now we see what's going on. Today's poll question, which 91% of those participating are voting no in right now. That is, should children be required to get a COVID-19 vaccination before being allowed to return to school? Even though this vaccination isn't tested, it's not actually you might want to look at what's going on in Africa, because that's where forced vaccination testing is going on. And they are saying, no, we don't want this, but it is financially being forced upon them. Isn't that interesting? Why would they be doing that like that there? Could it be because it's one of the poorer areas of the world? So that's how the Gates Foundation works. That's how the WHO works. And this is all for you to see. Because nothing will be hidden that will not be made known. They can't work in the shadows. They have to have this stuff all online for you to find. We had a serious, serious thing going on right now. So I received this email late Sunday. Hi, Monica. Love your show. Today, we need to help to get the word out. Ever since the Douglas County Police Chief wrote the letter against the library taking on BLM propaganda, we are hearing threads of Antifa and BLM congregating in Minden next Saturday and possibly also on the 15th. Get the word out. We need as many people as possible to defend our police and town. I'm calling particularly on the bikers in Northern Nevada. They protected Placerville from Antifa as well. Please, this isn't something that's just going around. You can see it on the Black Lives Matter website or Facebook page for Carson City. Yes, they have a website or they have Facebook pages. This is how they use social media to get everybody riled up and get them to these locations and then help pay them to get to these locations. Let's go to somebody who is in the know on everything that goes on in Douglas County, because he's a resident. He's a homeowner. He's a business owner. And he is very concerned, as much as I am, about what is going on with Sheriff Coverley. Jerry Evans, Evans Broadcast, joins us right now. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the picture.
But not everything in Douglas County. Most, but not all. So just a quick question here. Do we still have, I'm not sure what day it is, I'm not sure if it's goggles today, mask today, shirt, shoes, or whatever. Do we have a 50-person limit on gatherings? Isn't that Governor Sisolak's order?
Well, unless you're a protester.
Oh. So there can be more than 50 in Douglas County in front of the sheriff's office this coming Saturday.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Unless you're... Oh, okay. I didn't see that caveat.
Unless you go to church.
Disclaimer. Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Well, listen, we'll have a couple of special announcements, big announcements here over this week, maybe as soon as tomorrow. There may be a live town hall coming up, not this Thursday, but next Thursday. I'll get you details on that. But one thing, as you know, the Black Lives Matter political party has gone after me over the last month or so, as well as some of our advertisers. And here's the irony of this. There's only one radio station in Northern Nevada that has a host of a radio show who is black. Does that make all the other radio station groups like the KKK or the Grand Kleagles of the KKK? This radio station, the Evans Broadcast Company, has a black radio host. And actually for 2 months, by the way, in case you didn't know, his name's Larry Elder. He'll be here at 5 today. And then for the last 2 months, we took an hour every Saturday to have a show called Race Across America with a couple of local hosts who were somewhat on opposing sides of the issue. Not necessarily the issue, but things that concern the issue of race in America. We did that for an hour for the last 2 months. So, but I'm the racist. I incite violence, and that's the irony of it. I'm the only radio station company in Northern Nevada with a black host. And in fact, we had two until just recently. I'm not sure if they're going to continue that show with Paul White and LaMarcus, but it was Race Across America every Saturday at 2. We'll see where that goes. But we should have some announcements this week regarding Douglas County and conversations going on with the DA, with Sheriff Coverley, with the County Commission. So we'll get those to you throughout the week here between 10 and noon on the Monica Jay Show.
Thank you so much, sir. And the thing that I really want to stress, because we've already seen this happen in Lake Tahoe, is the BLM is now become an extortion ring. Besides everything else that they've already done, because they are extorting, they are going into small businesses and asking, you know, put this in the window, or do you support BLM? Do you support Black Lives Matter? Blah, blah, blah. And if they say no, they want money from them to go to certain black organizations. And they're not even going to protect these businesses. They just want the money to go to these organizations.
BLM has basically replaced the Rainbow Coalition that Jesse Jackson was so good at extorting money from companies, from NASCAR, mm-hmm. from Toyota, and on and on. It's a fundraising arm of the Democrat Party, if it were appropriately named.
It's Democrat Strong Arm.
Yeah, it would appropriately be named Liberal Black Lives Matter. But then even that's a stretch because, as you can see from the protesters in Portland and everything, these are liberal, guilt-ridden white people that are doing this. It's just absolutely...
I don't know so much guilt-ridden as angry. I don't think there are that many that are guilt-ridden.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they're just angry because that's the way they've been taught to be.
And just to cut to the chase on this whole thing, as to why we're having part of this conversation now regarding Douglas County and the potential harm to deputies, the additional cost to Douglas County taxpayers, is because somebody decided that their precious thought was more important than what they were tasked to do. You can find out what the Douglas County Public Library, the trustees, and the director are supposed to do. They're entrusted with our product, which is library books. They're supposed to deal with a library, not virtue signal to everybody in the world. Look at me, I'm liberal, I'm so virtuous, and you have to know what I'm thinking because I am just so special. and completely uncalled for, unnecessary. Amy Dodson, the director, should be asked to be removed and maybe join the BLM movement if that's her goal in life. This is all because somebody bumped their head in a matter of speaking on whether or not they should show the world that they're so virtuous. It's a library. It should be apolitical. Keep your political beliefs to yourself, or you have free speech, do it on your own time, but not as the library director. You do not speak for Douglas County, whether you do it with an extremist right position or, in her case, an extremist left position. You're not that important. Nobody really cares but something you is, and your precious friends.
Something that is very important, though, is to stand by what you say and to stand by those who have the courage to do that. And fortunately for us, Sheriff Coverly has not backed down from what he has said or what he wrote. And for that, he's being attacked and targeted, literally. And people need to back him. They need to back the badge, back the blue. Well, let's say back the badge, because not everybody wears blue.
Well, he did walk that back. He will respond. Douglas County Sheriff's Department will.
A little bit,
they will respond to the. But it was a point well made, as in, again, just. Again, another irony is that you're in the library. Why don't you take 15 minutes on your break and read about what Black Lives Matter actually is? And you might be able to educate yourself, as you always encourage people to do. Do your own reading and make up your mind. Now, if you do your own reading and make up your mind, it's not very hard to see that what we just said, Black Lives Matter, the organization, actually is. So to put that on the face of the Douglas County Library was done by somebody who is ignorant of the facts or just so, again, just thought she was so special, Amy Dodson, that had to be done. And now look at the situation we're in this weekend and next weekend because of a public employee that should, obviously, if you use any analogy you want. If you're on the fire department and you go out to experiment with fires and set the whole county on fire, you should be removed from your position. That's essentially what she's doing with the safety of the Douglas County Sheriff's Department and the community. With that, Monica, I will bid you adieu. That's French, by the way.
I thought you were saying a dude, but that was something else. Okay. Jerry Evans, thank you so much for joining me today and bringing me your point of view. And, you know, as Jerry was saying, getting your point of view out there, you can do it right here. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, not just a certain few. We can handle it. Can you? It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this beautiful Monday. We'll just say it's beautiful because it is. You keep that beauty in your heart and try to do what you can to put a smile on other people's faces. Because with so much stress going on around us, we do have to take that break and laugh and smile, because that's what releases those endorphins that keep us basically sane. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Vance this morning. Vance wants to talk about mail-in ballots. Hey, Vance, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's impossible for me to be sane because when I went into air traffic control school, they told me you don't have to be crazy to do this job, but it helps. And I did fairly well at it.
I think that's my position, too.
Oh, yeah, your introduction last Friday is greatly exaggerated. So anyways, Yeah, the mail-in ballots, the primary ballots. I listened, heard what the woman earlier had to say about that, about what she did. And what I did was we got a mail-in ballot for Vicky, and I shredded it. That bugger was not going to go anywhere. Okay? So, and if they send me a ballot for the general election, that's going to get shredded.
That's a good idea. Don't send them back. Yeah, don't send them back.
Okay. Douglas County, last Friday, the briefing. It was basically a rules of engagement. And the people leading this are trying to make it to where we are not, it's an image thing with regards to the news media. Well, my attitude is screw them. No matter what we do, they're going to paint us in a bad light anyways. And what we are doing is we are standing up for our homes. And what they don't realize is that standing up for their homes, they're riding our coattails, because if we succeed, we save their homes.
Yeah,
and they
that's
are
true.
A bunch of ungrateful twits.
I can't disagree with you there.
Okay, I will not be there this Saturday. I made a commitment for this Saturday a month ago. But I have no commitments for the 15th. If it gets that far, I will be down there.
Perfect. Vance, thank you so much. I got to let you go. I got other people hanging on the line. So let's move on to Jan. Jan wants to talk about Douglas County as well. Hi, Jan. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, thanks. I've heard, it's supposed to be a reliable rumor, but it is just a rumor right now, that this Saturday that the buses being brought in are going to be allowed to be, it'll be private property, but that they're going to be parking at the Bentley Distillery. They're allowing them to do that. Have you heard anything about that?
I wouldn't doubt it, because the Bentleys have put forth their support of Black Lives Matter. So
wow.
I can see
they
them do it.
My support.
That, you know, they go on to Douglas County Rants and Raves. It's a great Facebook page, and there's a lot being said by residents, you know, because the Bentleys have done a lot for the community, but
I know. That's why I'm so shocked.
You know? But that's what happens when people do so much for the community and they put money and everything into it, is they believe that they can just say whatever. And if you're going against the values of the community, does it really matter how much they've given in the past? You know, it's what have you done for me lately, Jan?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Thank you for that word. That is nice to know where they're parking all these buses and stuff, because that is just, again, a show of how much money they will put in to a protest, paying the people, getting the flights here, getting the buses here, and again, no actual money going into the Black community. Let's go and talk to Dodie. Dodie wants to talk about mail-in ballots. Is it Dodie or Dottie?
Dodie.
Dodie, thank you so much for calling the show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me be on. I'm calling because my husband has been deceased for over 7 years, and I just got a ballot in the mail just a week ago telling him that he needs to vote. Come on.
Yeah, the only person who is going to be able to stop this whole mail-in ballot fiasco is Governor Sisolak. And as far as I can tell from my alerts, he has not signed it yet. And Dodie, the only thing you can do is call 684-5770. That is the governor's office line, 684-5670. Call him, get your friends to call him, and tell him to veto this bill. He will never serve in office again if Republicans have anything to say about it. So he has nothing to lose.
How do we get rid of Sisolak? I mean, well, I've signed the petitions and it's like money's coming in for somewhere, and he doesn't pay attention to the local people. He does what he wants.
That's the problem, Doty, is people aren't volunteering to get the recall petition out. Okay, until we get our volunteers set, we're not going to file for the second round of getting him recalled because COVID-19 shut down the first recall effort. We couldn't get the signatures and the courts wouldn't let us have a stay to keep doing it, to go on a little bit longer. Please, if you want this man recalled as much as people say they do, log on to fightfornevada.com. Fightfornevada.com or Recall Sisolak on Facebook. Get signed up to be a volunteer. All you have to do is sit there at certain locations and get signatures. Washoe County, you're the ones that are failing us because you are the ones in Washoe County that have not volunteered that are holding this up. Stop being lazy. If you want it done, we've got to do this. Doty, thank you so much for your call, and I appreciate your time today. Real quick, we've only got about 30 seconds here. Ellen's on the line, wants to talk about a tax refund. Seriously, Ellen, you haven't gotten your tax refund yet?
No, I did it in March. A friend of mine did it, and we know it's right because it's the same as last year, and I got money back last year. And then we did another one with a note on it in March, April, May, and she put a note saying this was the second time, and we checked all the boxes. Everything was right, and I'm really upset. It's $776. It's my money, and I it's not fair. I mean, you know.
Ellen, was that a mail-in tax?
Yes.
Okay, so if you can't get your tax refund since March, how do people think that voting in November is going to go?
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ellen, thank you so much for the call. And I'm going to put my hands together and I'm going to pray you get your money here very shortly. They're messing with our lives, people. It's not just an election. They're messing with your life and people just completely ignore it. Oh, it's COVID-19's fault. That's what they want you to believe, and that is not the truth. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday. Thanks for being here. Log on while you're here to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should children be required to get a COVID-19 vaccination before being allowed to return to school? Yes or no? And we've got some yeses, got a lot of yeses in there, actually. So the numbers keep changing constantly, but almost 10% say yes. Take a look at what's in these vaccinations and what you are putting into your child's body. It's not like putting a vaccination into an adult's body. We've built up our immunities. We've built up our systems. But kids, I would like to remind you of the fact that in federal court, just a few months ago, the CDC had to admit that they have no study and no evidence that says that vaccines don't cause autism. For all the people out there who know an autistic child, know their parents, shouldn't you be thinking about that? Since kids weren't going to doctors all across the country because, well, they couldn't get into the doctors, guess what? SIDS deaths are down. by 30% across the country. Shouldn't that be something that we're all thinking about when it comes to these vaccinations? Yesterday's poll question at 991FMTalk.com, or not yesterday's, Friday's poll question. It just all runs in together for me. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you plan on watching any of the second special session online? And 49% said hell no. It's just too depressing. So just received this text. Monica, if you call the governor's office, the mailbox is full. Of course it's going to be full. And you cannot leave a message. However, if you go to gov.nv.gov/forms, share, and fill out a form and write a comment, but you have to give your name and address. How important is it for us to stop mail-in balloting? Give your name and address. Because it also registers how many people are against this and how many people are for it. And you can look at the numbers and you can see that Governor Cicilline, Governor Lickasack is going against the will of Nevadans. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Samantha this morning. Samantha wants to talk about Douglas County BLM protests. Good subject. Thanks for calling the show, Samantha.
Hi, Monica. Thanks for taking my call. I have been a longtime customer of Bentley and has spent hundreds of dollars every few months down there. So I decided to pick up the phone and call them directly after I heard they may be staging buses on their property. And I was assured by the nice woman who answered the phone that they are not allowing buses to stage on their property. Okay. And she said that she and her fellow employees all have different points of view regarding Black Lives Matter, and that the owner personally believes in social justice, but they have not come out officially as a company supporting Black Lives Matter. So huge gray area there. I told her that if, in fact, Bentley Ranch decides to come out as a company that supports Black Lives Matter, that I'll definitely be going to another grass-fed rancher to buy the hundreds of dollars of product that I buy every few months.
It'll be interesting to see where those buses wind up, because they may not ask to park on people's property. They might just find something that's out there. But if anybody knows on Saturday where these buses, well, actually, they're probably going to come in the day before. If anybody sees these buses, please let us know so we can put it out on social media. Because people have to understand that this is not right. If a community has an issue, a community needs to deal with said issue, not put it out for anarchists from around the country to invade a community and push their ideological agenda. That's not right. Samantha, thank you so much for doing your due diligence and calling. We don't want rumors getting out there that aren't true, and thank you for checking with the actual establishment. So it's something to watch. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Joseph this morning. Wants to talk about the governor's phone number. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. You're welcome. Yeah, I was just wondering what it was, because I was going to put it on my recorder so I could call him. But that lady said that they're not taking any, which doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, these people just, it amazes me. I mean, that's like that librarians and stuff in Douglas County. I mean, that county's supposed to be 93% Republican, and these people want to buck the system. I don't get it. You know, I mean, they need to be gone. That would be my thought.
Governor Sisolak is just doing the will of Las Vegas.
Right.
He's doing the will of the people who bought and paid for him, like
the Culinary Union.
Yeah, the Culinary Union, Bloomberg. I mean, all of this money coming in from out of state, even Tom Steyer, you know, lots and lots of money from Tom Steyer.
Yep.
That's the thing that we need to stop. We need to stop outside money from coming into this state and putting limits on what people can actually spend on elections. So maybe people will look at the truth and not just flashy marketing.
Well, the people in Washoe County need to get behind this recall thing. You know, people need to get off their duff and do it. You know, I'm blind, so I can't go do that stuff, but I got my nephew and his girlfriend to sign up to get the papers and so we can get some things going, you know, get people signed up so that we get rid of that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's just no
good.
We've
got to get rid of him, and we've got to make sure that in November we take back our legislature. We need to get as many Republicans in there as we can. So,
exactly.
Joseph, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
You know, it's maybe they'll clear that phone queue at some point. I'm hoping. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bruce this morning. Bruce wants to talk about ballot harvesting. Thanks, Bruce. What's up?
Oh, Monica, I'm so mad I could spit nails, I swear. You know, we worked really hard getting the word out to folks to contact their legislatures and let their voices be heard, and they were. But, of course, it made absolutely no difference. There were over 5,000 people that shared their opinion on the NV legislature site saying they opposed that bill. But yet, there were 77 people that said they were for it. So essentially, the governor and the legislature ignored the 5,000 in preference for the 77. That's not a representative government, in my opinion.
No.
But, you know, here's what they don't take into consideration, Monica. You know, we're not stupid. We're smart. We learn. Back in 2013, Harry Reid invoked a nuclear option to change how you only need a simple majority for nominees. Did that not come back to bite them in the butt? You bet it did. This ballot harvesting stuff that they said is okay now? What happens when we conservatives become more proficient at it than they are? What happens then?
Then they'll have, you know, come up with something else to steal elections. Should have figured this out when the dead were voting Democrat way back when, and they're still voting Democrat.
If this is not a wake up call to every Republican that is looking to be reelected or is running for office, if this isn't a wake up call, step up your campaign, get your hiney out there and get to knocking on doors. You need to do it. You need to do it now.
Yeah.
We've got to take back that legislature. And the previous caller is absolutely right. If you're not on board with this recall effort, what are you waiting on?
Well, and just so people know, because write this down, because they will clear the queue at some point. 684-5670. 684-5670. That's the governor's office line. I don't know. It might change it because people are mad, and you should be mad. It's sad, though, Bruce, that people have to get pissed off before they start taking action when it comes to voting, when it comes to our elections and our elected representatives.
Well, if you look at the dismal turnout for our primaries, that speaks for itself. We've got to do better.
But,
Bruce, there's too much at stake.
And I keep trying to stress this to people. People don't know what's going on during the primaries. There's no advertising done, hardly any. I mean, there is advertising done, but hardly any. The marketing and the promotion doesn't get going until after the primary is over. So Republican versus Democrat. It needs to be Republican against Republican so you can weed out rhinos, so you can take people on issues, on past voting.
And that's why those primaries are so absolutely critical.
We've got to do more to get people interested in the primaries.
I could not agree with you more. Oh, and the buses that are being used by BLM, I have a suggestion for folks. You can go down to Trump campaign headquarters, and they'll load you up with a handful of bumper stickers. So what I suggest we do is we find where them buses are, and we completely cover them with Trump 2020 stickers.
There's nothing more fun
than to go down to one of these protests or rallies, find where the people that are protesting, where they park, put Trump stickers on their cars, and sit back and watch them destroy each other's cars. There's some cheap entertainment.
Bruce, where is the line of vandalism, though? You know, is that...
Oh, no, it's not me doing it.
Is that considered vandalism, though, putting a bumper sticker on somebody's car without their permission?
Well, I don't think it's in the same lines as, you know, burning down a federal courthouse.
Yeah.
But...
Well, just so people know, for the Douglas County rally on the 8th and the 15th, supporting the sheriff, making sure that they don't get anywhere near the sheriff's office, they had a meeting on Saturday night for people, and they emphasized, please do open carry. By all means, conceal if you want. But do not antagonize BLM members or Antifa.
No.
Because that feeds into what they want. Bruce, you and I have both seen this.
You look at what they did in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Boise. They did not antagonize. They just simply made their presence known in huge numbers. And it made all the difference in the world.
Yeah. And those people were out there, they were celebrating, they were having dinner, they were drinks, you know, it was a celebration of their town and protecting their town. It wasn't, you know, an armed standoff. It was just people walking around, displaying and open carrying. No big deal. Bruce, thank you very much for the call today. I appreciate your time and Bible study. Coming up very shortly, whatever day you want during the week. It's all good for me. Maybe that's something that more people should do. Studying their Bible. Or how about this? Maybe just picking it up and dusting it off and reading it again. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text for everyone in Northern Nevada. That's right. FM Talk. You gotta love it. So, just wrapping up the show with a few of our... text that we've just gotten in. If I'm on the Registrar of Voters website, does that mean I'm good to go? Jim, you have to check your information. Just because your name is there, make sure that everything is correct. Your address is correct, your party, all that good stuff. Jim says, I keep getting text saying I need to pick up something at the post office. I don't know what that is, Jim, unless it's the parties, because the parties are sending out letters that, you know, you haven't voted, you're not registered, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why they're doing this BS. I think it may be the Democrats to confuse people. But as long as you are listed there on the Registrar of Voters site, which you can go in very easily and check, you should be good to go. But I'm not putting it past anybody, so double check. Double check. I apologize. I don't have the name of the person texting, but Monica, you shouldn't have said Governor Lickasack while I was operating a power tool. I almost hurt myself. I am so sorry. I don't want anybody hurting themselves when I just do my flippant little comments. And you know what? I do apologize for that. I do make flippant comments. And I understand that people have to work through their own issues, whether it be where they work and wearing a mask. When did we become a society when we had to keep reminding people every single day to be kind? We say it, we post it. We wear it on t-shirts. Where has our kindness gone? Our compassion? It's in the same place where common sense is and where patience is. Take a deep breath and keep moving forward. I love you. God loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. Let's do this. Have a great day.